Hi everyone, it's time for a live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for April 8th through 14th, 2024. So big headline news for today, certainly if you are here in the United States like I am, is we just had a solar eclipse. And of course, astrology is first astronomy, which means that first we have to look at the solar eclipse as an astronomical event, but it's also an astrological event in the sense that it's number one, a new moon. Number two, it opens us up to a new 6-month chapter, like a new stage of energy. And this is a lens in which we are going to be living the next, 6 months, all the way until the next solar eclipse on October 2nd of 2024. So it is a pretty, heavy energetic experience. And I'm here in the Northeast, right outside New York City. So we had a little bit of we were not in the path of totality. I forget what the proper astronomical term is, but it's weird energy, and maybe I'm alone on this, but I'm very energetically sensitive, and I'm like beat, guys. I feel like this just says a lot of things moving energetically with this eclipse. However, it is an Aries new moon solar eclipse, which means we are in the energies of renewal, new beginnings. I could use that right now. An energy that wants to open up a new path, open up a new cycle. And Aries and its sort of consort, its opposing side of Libra. These are two signs that we saw the Libra lunar eclipse on March 25th. And these two signs really talk about relationships. And relationships come in a lot of different forms. They're not just romantic relationships, but we have the natural dynamic between Aries and Libra. It's one of the fundamental dynamics in the astrology, because Aries is the first zodiac sign. So Aries is the I, the individual, the self, certainly in its most rudimentary and raw form. And then we have Libra, which is the we, the us, it's other people, meaning we can't be so individualistic that we forget about other people. We can't be so accommodating to other people that we lose sight of our own wants and needs and desires. It is a dance. So that is the natural give and take between Aries and Libra. Even though we're in Aries season, we always have that relationship between the opposite end of the zodiac. So that said, how are you all feeling? Am I the only one that just feels a bit zonked from this eclipse? And I felt like the energy yesterday was pretty wild too. And I feel like everything, especially last night, I didn't sleep well, so it just felt like the astral was really a lot of things moving. So how are you all feeling? Did you see the eclipse? I personally, and this I realize maybe I'm in a minority on this, I typically sort of lay low when it comes to an eclipse, because it's, for me at least, again, whatever works for you. I mean, somebody asked me, well, what do? You don't leave the house? Like, of course I leave the house, I gotta walk my dog. It's the energy of unconsciousness blocking the sun. Consciousness. So yeah, somebody else is pretty tired too. I'm a science nerd. I love science, but I also, I feel energy and I feel spiritual energy. So it's a pretty heavy energy, but you know what? Maybe that's just me. So for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman. I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here just outside of New York City. And every Monday we gather live to watch the astrology. And you hear me say it every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Do not forget, you are part of the mix. So here we are, what do we do with all these energies of new beginnings? The thing about eclipses is that it can be a force. It's sort of like the force of new beginnings. I'll give you an example. I've been using a couple of examples throughout the past month or so to show real world examples of eclipses and actions. There's, of course, probably numerous times I've mentioned at this point, Robert Downey Jr. in Aries, his birthday was April 4th. He received his first Academy Award. He had an eclipse on his birthday, or very close to his birthday. So that's an example about how eclipses can really mark these major achievements and milestones in our lives, and suddenly the spotlight's on us. Sometimes events can come out of the blue. So you're talking to neighbors who are both married, they're both Aries, and she was saying how her husband got this job offer. I think he's up for a job. I don't think he's actually gotten the offer yet. We'll see. But it may mean quite suddenly that they have to move to a different city. So these are kind of like eclipsy-like events. So what's going on in your life? What do you sort of see that's happening? Maybe you're scratching your head and you're thinking, Katie, I don't see anything that is totally cool, that's totally normal. It really depends on a lot of things. It depends on where are Aries and Libra in your astrology, even though you might be thinking, but I have nothing in Aries and Libra. Always remember that you are all 12 zodiac signs. So even though you have nothing in either of these signs, they may actually be a career sign. They might be a sign of health and wellness. They might be a sign of family. It really depends. When we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, we'll get a little bit of an insight to what these eclipses are opening for you. As I was saying, you know, these eclipses come in a pair. This is the last one. But that's the thing about eclipses. They are not one and done events. They are part of a greater story and cycle. So we had the eclipse, a lunar eclipse, March 25th. 2 weeks ago, that lunar eclipse was part of a different lunar cycle. But also this solar eclipse that we had today, it's part of a new lunar month. So the lunar month is 4 weeks. And then it also opens up, as I was saying earlier, the 6 month chapter of time. That's the other thing about eclipses, is that even though the eclipse is today, you know, sometimes we have to sort of wait to see the eclipse in our life. Usually there's a trigger or an activator, maybe that's a better word, of the energies. It could be the moon, it could be Mars, it could be 3 months after the eclipse, we have a new or full moon that aspects the eclipse. Going back to Mars, I want you all to pay attention. I realize we're not in May yet, but on April 30th, Mars will go into Aries. It's in Pisces presently, and it will go into Aries and activate the eclipse degrees. So it may mean that May is really a focal point for what this time of new beginnings is what's happening in our lives. So that's what I mean by sort of this activating energy. That said, you know, we can use this energy, and I would say sort of use it. It's a fast, it's a hot, it's a powerful energy. Some people like to use the eclipses to manifest. I'm sort of the camp, like, you know what, just cool your jets a little bit, because it's a pretty powerful energy. So it's like, oh yeah, Katie, I want new beginnings. Well, things might start to move fast for you if you're really using this energy to set it in motion. It is up to you. It's your life. But that said, we got the eclipses. Oh, and because it's on my notes. So I was thinking about the eclipses because the Northeast, as in New Jersey, we had an earthquake. Speaking of weird, we had an earthquake on Friday. I'm getting ready for my day, and I'm wondering, why is the building shaking? And because the shaking kept going on, I was like, oh, this is an earthquake. Funny enough, I've only been in two earthquakes, meaning only the two earthquakes I can feel. Earthquakes are always happening all the time, but both have been in New York City. There was an earthquake, it wasn't centered in New York City, but it was felt in New York City, and this was in August 2011. Yeah, 2011. So I was like, wow, this is really out of the blue. Meanwhile, my dog is completely unfazed, but I was a bit rattled. So yeah, speaking of weird energy, I was like, really? There's an earthquake in the New York City area, about 40, 45 miles from where I'm located. It's about 70 odd kilometers for those that know metric. But I don't know if that's a harbinger. I don't know if that's a metaphor. I don't know if that's like a sign just to get out from me, not for you. But anyway, that's sort of was on my radar as I was going into this week and really thinking about like what's going on with these eclipses. So even though, you know, going back to my original thought, even though these eclipses have sort of officially ended, again, we need to see like where the times where this energy gets activated. Classically, I've noticed as an astrologer that the period 3 months after an eclipse and 3 months before an eclipse, so that's the midpoint of the eclipses, is a very powerful time. The last midpoint of the eclipses would have been in January. So that's why I've been saying to people, pay attention to what was happening in January 2024, because for some people, the events of now are really directly tied to January of 2024. The other thing about eclipses is that it's a 18 and a half month cycle, because that's the duration in which the eclipses will approximately fall in these two opposing signs. We had our first eclipse in Aries on April 20th of 2023. We had our second eclipse in the series. This was a solar eclipse in Libra on October 14th. Here we are. We have the next eclipse, plus the eclipse on March 25th. The lunar eclipse in September will not be in Libra. It will actually be our Aries. It will actually be in Pisces. So we're starting to have one foot in a new cycle as we get into 6 months from now. And then we have the final eclipse in Aries in March of 2025. So a story that's playing out right now, we may see the story start to wrap up as we get into the end of the year and into the beginning of the new year. I know, like, we're barely in 2024 at this point. These eclipses are also part of a bigger cycle. So the last time we had eclipses in Aries and Libra was 2014 and 2015. Also 2004 and 2005, there was an eclipse on April 8th, so same date today, but back in 2005. That's not to say it's the same eclipse, because the sky is always different, but it's the same degree, especially if that time was really significant in your life in some way. Then in 96 and 97, we also had eclipses in Aries and Libra. So it's like you can keep going back, you know, nine years approximately before. And that's, you know, if you're old enough, you can keep going back and keep going back. And maybe you can start to see a reoccurring story. So those years are big for me. We'll see what's going on in my life. But I do have a major angle in Aries and Libra. So it makes sense to me, at least as an astrologer. The eclipse also makes a conjunction to Chiron. Now, Chiron is a newer addition to astrology. For me, it's not to be overlooked. However, I've noticed that Chiron picks up more on psychological and emotional themes. Well, number one, what's Chiron? Chiron, it's an asteroid, but for me, it's a very important asteroid because it talks about pain and suffering. You're like, great, Katie, I don't want pain and suffering. Hear me out. We all have something that hits a nerve. We all have stuff. You could work on yourself so much, and you still got that one thing that, like, you know, it's still a bit tender. There's still some scar tissue. And Chiron talks about the knots in our life, meaning the knots, symbolic knots, emotional knots, spiritual knots that are in the tapestry of our life that connect to, if you believe in past lives, different moments in other lifetimes. Chiron talks about a journey of healing, and that healing is to go beyond the personal and to open up to the collective, meaning your pain and suffering is not the first time, you know, the only person in the universe to feel what you're feeling. And it's to sort of open up to a collective experience so that you can take the things that have made you suffer the most and use it like medicine to help and inspire other people. So that it can become medicine for you. It's going to be a lens, meaning Chiron will be a lens in which we experience the next 6 months. Meaning maybe there's that pain point, maybe we feel very inspired, Aries, very courageous, Aries, to tackle something that's typically been sort of rattling around in the back. sometimes when you Google Chiron, it says it's the wound that doesn't heal, or it's the wounded healer. Like, what does that even mean? But the way that I see it is that Chiron is this knot that we loosen. And so that the things, you know, that's, we're as humans, and that's why I say the astrology is 50%, you're the other 50%. Like, you grow and evolve. I hope you grow and evolve over the course of your life, so that the things that did hurt as much as they did in the past don't hurt as much as now. That said, there's always that tender spot. So whatever you're experiencing this week, maybe even into next week, maybe even into the next 6 months, look for the subtext. Is it really about what you think it's about? Is it actually about that deeper pain point? It could be self-worth. It could be courage and bravery. It could be leadership. It could be voice. Like, are people hearing you? Do people take your voice seriously? It could be family. Whatever it is, you know your life better than I do. It's to be really present with what's coming up. And that's the thing why I say, like, you know, if you Google Chiron, it says the wound that doesn't heal. And I disagree with that, because I do feel that things can heal and things can transform. And one of the beautiful things in astrology is that Chiron is a key, symbol is a key, and opens up the higher potential of our life. That's like a deeper layer to this eclipse. On a surface level, it's Aries, it's fast, it's raw, it's wants to do something, it wants to start something, it wants to go into a new cycle, it wants to take the lead. But the energy of the eclipse points over to Pisces. Why? Because the ruler, it's a fancy astrology term, the ruler of the eclipse is over in Pisces. So the energy of the eclipse points over to Pisces. Mars is in Pisces. It's in a conjunction right now that comes, the conjunction is exact on April 10th. In my newsletter, by the way, if you're signed up for my newsletter, I wrote April 14th. That's because I had it wrong. But the conjunction is April 10th. But you know, we've got Mars, we have Saturn, we have Neptune, all in Pisces right now. It's a lot of planets in Pisces. So there's this parallel story that's happening with this Aries eclipse, in addition to Chiron, where it gets into an emotional, a spiritual, and even existential theme. If Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, Pisces is the end of the zodiac. They are two signs side by side, but they are two different worlds. Pisces is the liminal, it's the dream, it's the etheric, it's something that sort of is the intermediary plane, but it prepares us, it transports us into new beginnings. And that's where we have the renewal, and certainly in the zodiac follows the seasons, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and the sun going into Aries is the start of spring. It's also the start of the astrological new year. So we may find that over the coming weeks and even the next 6 months, we've got one foot in an old life, we've got one foot in a new life. We're ready to move forward with something, but either there's the ache of the past, either there's the ache of courage and bravery to move forward. Maybe for some, it's a deeper need to find spirituality, spiritual connection, spiritual meaning. Like, why am I here? What is the meaning and purpose of my life? These are the big questions that Pisces asks itself and by extension wants us to ask ourselves. We've had Saturn in Pisces since March of 2023, and it'll be in Pisces, except for a little preview of Aries in 2025. It'll be in Pisces until February 14th of 2026. Wherever Saturn is in the sky, it is like the major hand on the astrology clock. So the major hand on the astrology clock since last year has been pointing to Pisces. Saturn is a planet of matter in the material world. It talks about the things that we build, the things that we learn, how do we work, how do we become, what do we grow up to become. It also talks about lessons and even karma. Over the past 3 years, so 2020 to 2023, it was in Aquarius. So we sort of have these three-year chunks that Saturn goes through each sign. So we are learning collectively, individually, about Pisces right now. Saturn in Pisces was last in Pisces from 1994, 1995, and 1996. So it's a 30-year chapter. Here we are, 30 years later. Think back to what was going on in your life, 94, 95, 96. And I want to say that because this eclipse that we had today, in a way, gets into these bigger cycles, gets into these bigger themes. And so whatever sort of has been in your mind or what you've been working on, or maybe even these deeper existential spiritual questions since March of last year, or maybe even longer, it's a time where, especially this week with Mars and Saturn coming together on April 10th, so 2 days from now, something wants to take shape and take form in your life. It is either to make a commitment, it is either to make an ending, it is either to let something go. And on some level, to make space, whether that space is internal, spiritual, emotional, psychic, for something new to come into your life. Aries. So we've got a lot of complicated dynamics in the astrology of this solar eclipse. If you look at the sky, at least, in an astrological program, not visibly, but most of the planets are like all bunched in one place in the sky right now. We've got a lot of planets in Pisces, a lot of planets in Aries. And then we have Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus. Got a lot of things going on this month. April is likely going to be a big month in our experience this year. And this will be in the lead up to May. Like I said, Mars goes into Aries at the very end of April and makes, or perhaps should make, a very interesting May that sort of pushes us into this time of new beginning. So that's your look at the astrology this week. Let's just quickly go through what's happening on the astrology of this week, April 8th through 14th, 2024. Again, we had the solar eclipse in Aries, which is it's a new moon that just happens to be in alignment with the ecliptic. This new moon was at 2:21 p.m., I believe, Eastern time, at 19 degrees of Aries. The basic concept is this. If you have major planets at 19 degrees Aries, Libra, or even Capricorn, Cancer, it is probably a big time for you. Maybe you have to wait to see, but that's, eclipses mark the hour of our lives. They usher new beginnings. They mark major milestones, typically births, marriages, moves, changes in jobs, like those types of big milestones in our life. And then we go into the 10th, so Wednesday, April 10th, and Mars in Pisces, as I was saying in the introduction, it makes a conjunction to Saturn. This is a two-year cycle. Last time we had Mars conjunct Saturn was in April of 2022, and that they made their conjunction in Aquarius. But now it's in Pisces, and on some level, this is a time to really get into what is this whole three-year chapter about Saturn and Pisces all about? What are the deeper lessons, the deeper spirituality, the deeper existential questions that have been coming up for us over the last 12 months? Also this week on the 11th, we have Mercury and the Sun conjunct. We are now halfway through Mercury retrograde. So we got a couple more weeks until Mercury turns direct. I think this is on April 25th. I know that I've said this before. I'm not a big Mercury retrograde or freak or outer. I'm not saying it's not a thing, but it's a period for us to really sit with and let it to be reflective and let it to reveal something to us instead of, putting our lives on a definitive hold for 4 weeks, three times out of the year. So that's a big chunk of your year. So anyway, but for those that are watching it, Mercury retrograde, we got a couple more weeks left. And then the rest of the aspects this week are lunar. So that's really, certainly having both an eclipse and Mars conjunct Saturn in 1 week is enough. And that's one of the reasons why April is a big month. Let's go through each of the 12 zodiac signs and see where things happening. As always, you can listen for your sun sign, your rising sign. I find it helpful to listen for both, and some people like to listen for the moon. It's up to you. So, starting with Aries. So Aries, big deal. If your birthday is today, plus or minus a couple of days, it is a big time for you. And maybe you're scratching your head and thinking, what's going to happen? I don't know. But I do know, at least on paper, as an astrologer, that something about your life is dynamic right now. It may mean that over the next 6 months, you will see powerful new beginnings. It comes in a lot of different forms. This is also connected to the Libra lunar eclipse that we had just this past March 25th. It's about relationships. It's about you. It's about other people. It's trying to figure out where you fit in the mix of things. A lot of planets in Pisces, and for you Aries, especially Mars, your planet, is conjunct Saturn on the 10th. This is whatever is happening this week. It's part of a story that's been unfolding since last year. Do keep in mind that Saturn is in your 12th. It'll be in the 12th until 2026. So it's a bigger chunk of your life that is about coming to the end of a great cycle. It is as if, you know, and I once said this to somebody, and it was quite literal. It's like as if you're going through the boxes of the last 30 years and trying to figure out what do you want to bring with you and what do you want to leave behind. Whether that's literal, whether that's metaphoric, whether that's, you know, you doing a lot of soul searching and inner work at the moment, but it's sort of the bigger umbrella that I have to point out as Mars, your planet, lines up with Saturn this week on the 10th. There's something about this time that's going to be, you know, different for each person. It's about commitments. It's about milestones. That might not be happening on a physical level, it might be happening on an internal level, spiritual level. But Saturn is typically very no-nonsense. It's sort of, the bar is set higher for you right now, and it's time to step up. Taurus. Taurus, so Venus is your planet. I think it's last week that Venus went into Aries, and then there was an earthquake, at least here in New York City. So Venus is your planet, and now it's in something called your 12th. In your astrology, you have these 12 symbolic spaces. This is like your personal calendar. And when things start to get to the 12th, it means it's at the end of your calendar. It's like you're in your 12th personal month. You're like, wait, it's not the end of the year. It's the end of your personal year. Aries represents the finality of a journey that begins around your birthday. What worked, what didn't work over the last past 11 months? Like, what do you want this new cycle to become? Typically, when we get to this part of our personal cycle, it's time not just to ask those questions, it's time to go within. It's time to rest, recuperate, prepare, release, let go. Make space for something new in our life. Space is also a very spiritual space. And, you know, spirituality means different things to different people. But, you know, it's to give this time some space, whether you want to meditate, whether you want to go on a retreat, whether you want just to spend some time alone. The question is, well, how do you give this time space in advance of your birthday? It'll be your birthday next week. I know, crazy. How are we already at Taurus season? And so make this space sacred. I don't think Venus gets to Taurus until the end of this month. So it sort of brings you into this new personal season where you then step into Venus and Taurus, and it's a time of renewal. But that said, this eclipse, you know, did activate in a way you. It activated your 12th. And so this is something that actually will take you into the next 6 months, if not 12 months. It's a time to just release on a larger level, let go, prepare for a new cycle, for a new life, to make space. If in some cases that's a literal statement, that's metaphoric, and to look at what you're still holding on to. Whether it's a physical attachment, an emotional attachment, or even a spiritual attachment. On the other side of the coin, you did 2 weeks ago have a lunar eclipse in Libra, which is one of your signs of health and wellness. Maybe this time is about your physical being, your spiritual being, looking at the body-soul connection and really trying to make sure that you are taking care of both. That said, with a lot of the energy of the eclipse pointing towards Pisces, Pisces is about your community, it's about your friends, and it's to really either get involved in your community, to volunteer, to make a commitment to a cause that you believe in, but something that's probably very close to your heart right now. Gemini. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet. We talked about this last week. It is presently retrograde in Aries. So what is Aries for you, Gemini? It's something called your 11th. So here's the basic concept. You have your own astrology. It's just a calendar. It's just a way of telling time, personal time. And the 11th, there's 12 spaces, 12 personal months in total, is about friendship, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. There are all those other things in that space as well. But with Mercury sort of, you know, working its way back through the space on a very surface level, maybe you're looking at old friendships, maybe something with friends from an issue from the past is coming up. Maybe you are re-looking at a group that you're involved in. Maybe there's a need to find some sort of connection and camaraderie and commonality in your life. Maybe you are getting into a social issue or a social cause. The sun in Aries, and particularly this eclipse that we had today, it says over the next 6 months, this is a time to really open up to the world. I realize that statement sounds a little broad because it means different things to different people. So the question is, how big do you want your world to be? Do you want your world to be as big as your community, the town that you live in? Do you want your world to be the world? With an eclipse in this space, it's about making your world bigger. So over the next 6 months, you might be volunteering, you might be traveling, you might be getting involved in an issue, you might be thinking more about collective, societal, and even humanitarian themes. Maybe you're looking towards the future. This is also a space that prepares us for the next cycle, and maybe we're sort of hoping and dreaming and reaching towards our aspirations. But it's a time, again, I know I already asked this question, but you know, just to kind of underscore it, how big do you want your world to be right now? Oh, I should add, Gemini, is that the energy of the eclipse is also pointing over to career. Big things, at least on paper, astrologically, are happening in your sign of career, Pisces. Look to this week, look to even next week to see, like, what are the new beginnings, what are the stories, what are the activations that are happening, and how that's part of a much bigger story. Cancer, this is a big eclipse for you. You're like, but I'm not in Aries. But in your case, this is a prime example of knowing where an eclipse is can really give us, show us some important things that are happening. So Cancer, Aries is actually your career sign. So over the next 6 months, maybe even longer, because we will have one more eclipse in Aries and this time next year, it says that this is a time of new beginnings in your professional life. On a surface level, maybe you get a new job, maybe there's a lot of big movements in this part of your life. If it's not career, then it's like, what's my role in the world? What's the duties and responsibilities that I carry? And what is the direction that I want to take my life in? A lot of this eclipse energy is pointing towards your ninth, the ninth for Cancer. You're like, what is the ninth? Quick download, Cancer. In your personal astrology, you have these 12 spaces. 12 signs. That's why I say you're always 12 signs of the zodiac. And depending on where I find a new moon, an eclipse, a Saturn, it tells me what part of your life is being activated. With this energy pointing from the 10th to the 9th, it says that over the next 6 months, there's something about needing to make sure that your professional life aligns with your sense of mission and purpose and your goals. The ninth is also higher education. It's also a place where we want to share our wisdom and knowledge. We want to preach. We want to teach. We want to see the world. We want to inspire people to see the world. We want to inspire people to see our world. And maybe, you know, it's for you to tease out how that relates to your professional life. But for some of you, it's to make sure that your professional life and your personal values line up in some way. Leo. Leo. So the sun is your planet, and you know, the sun just had an eclipse today. So that's the thing. Every 6 months you get roped into this eclipse business, even whether you like it or not. So what is Aries for you? Aries is something called your ninth sign. Basic concept is this: you are a Leo, but there are 11 other signs, and these 11 other signs sort of stand in for different parts of your life. You have a career sign. That career sign is Taurus, but you also have a sign, Aries, that talks about what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? You are in a six-month chapter, so this will take you into October of this year, where you need to share your wisdom and knowledge. You need to teach. You need to inspire people. You need to hold up the torch. And maybe matters of faith and truth are very active with this eclipse. You may need to be an advocate for something you may need to stand up for what you believe in. It's going to mean different things for different Leos. For some Leos, because this, the ninth is one of those spaces that wants to make our world bigger, you may be traveling a lot over the next 6 months, whether that means long distance journeys, foreign journeys. If it's not an actual physical act of travel, it could be a metaphorical act of travel. It is to expand your world, make it bigger, focus on education, going back to school, reading all the books, and maybe even writing a book, maybe even publishing a book, doing a lot of public speaking. You know, the list goes on. Doesn't mean that you have to tick every box, but it's to really put your voice out there in the world, however relevant that is for you, over the next 6 months. The eclipse is also pointing towards the eighth. And the eighth is a very emotional space. It's a very private space. It's a space where we have to confront ourselves. It's, you know, it's the type of space that we only really open up to the people that we truly trust. So it's a space where you may need to put yourself into a little bit of an uncomfortable space to really share what you believe in, to share what you think is true, to invite people into a part of your world and a part of your life that is typically private and closed off, and to also sit with the emotions that are coming up with this time. It's gonna, you know, this, it means different things to different Leos. I know I talked about this on a previous video, but there's just a lot of planets happening in your eighth right now. Saturn, namely, this will take you into the beginning of 2026. It is by, you know, sort of the bigger arc of time in your life over the next couple of years. And since last year, is to do a lot of emotional heavy lifting, to do a lot of inner examination, to do a lot of personal transformation work, to get into these bigger questions about trust, intimacy, vulnerability, opening up to other people. And that is going to be on some level a thread over the next 6 months. Virgo. Virgo, so Mercury is your planet. We talked about this last week, and Mercury has just turned retrograde. I think, well, not just, but it's been 2 weeks at this point. Mercury is in your eighth. So basic concept is this: you are a Virgo, but there are 11 other signs, and each of those 11 other signs stands in for a different part of your life. If you have a career sign, if you have a relationship sign, you also have to have a sign that talks about your inner life, your inner world, these sort of bigger emotional and psychological themes of trust and intimacy and vulnerability. So this eclipse is really digging into these emotional points and maybe even some emotional pain points. Chiron is in the mix as well. With your planet retrograde, it's just the natural period where you need to go inward. Or maybe you are more thinking, maybe you're more reflective as opposed to being active. It's for you to see like what's happening right now. The energy of this eclipse points over to your relationship sign of Pisces. Like I said, every sign sort of stands in for a different part of your life. And Saturn's in Pisces, Mars is in Pisces, they conjunct this week. And relationships, of course, come in a lot of different forms, not just romantic relationships. But to see what is the story that is happening between you and other people this week and even beyond. For some of you, it is about a major romantic partnership. Something needs to happen. You need to make a choice. You need to look within. You need to have a hard talk. You need to open up and be vulnerable to the other person. Maybe for some people, it is about starting a relationship. Maybe it's about clearing whatever is in the way of somebody being able to come into your life. even if it's not just romantic, because one of the purposes of the relationship sign is to remind us that we can't do life alone. Virgo typically is a giver, and sometimes it gives a little bit too much, and there's something about how do you either put things back into balance. In some cases, how do you look at the deeper hidden motivations of why you put yourself last, or why somebody else's needs are more than yours? Again, this is not going to be relevant to every Virgo. But that said, the eclipses are getting into themes around value and worth, also money, assets, property, the property that you share with other people, and trying to make sure that you have financial security and stability going forward. Libra, this is a big deal eclipse for you, and I know you're thinking, but I'm not an Aries. But Aries is what's called your polarity. It is your relationship sign. So your two signs, even though you're opposites, air quotes opposites, these are two signs that are connected. So you did have that lunar eclipse back on March 25th. So if you're born in the first few days of Libra season, maybe the spotlight is on you. That said, the eclipse that we just had today is in your relationship sign, and over the next 6 months, it's about other people. What could that mean? It means maybe you're in a serious relationship, maybe you're in a committed partnership, and there's just something going on in the relationship, or there's something going on in your partner's life. Maybe you're single, like, what are you talking about? Maybe it's about people coming into your life, not just romantic relationships, but relationships is the thing. You're a Libra, maybe you'll get this, but one of the functions of relationships is to remind us that as human beings, we can't do life alone. We need to have that healthy give and take. We can't be so self-sufficient that we put all the weight of the world on our shoulders. I have like a litany of Libra rising people in my life, or clients, and it seems like a lot of things are going on. I can think of a Libra, somebody, a Libra in my life that they had a baby 6 months ago. That's just one example that comes to mind. I feel like there's others, but it's a dynamic time in your life right now, Libra. Dynamic typically means that your life is shifting directions in some way. The focus of relationships right now is typically, sorry, the focus of these eclipses right now is typically on relationships and socialization. The eclipses do point towards Pisces, a lot of stuff going on Pisces, which happens to be your sign of health and wellness, your sign of work and projects, a sign that really helps you to navigate the day-to-day duties and responsibilities and even systems that run your life. So whether it's needing to help a partner or help somebody else, to be of service, or to look at how there's maybe even an inequity, a fundamental inequity in a relationship. Scorpio. So even though these eclipses are not necessarily in your sign, they kind of rope you in. Why? Well, what is Aries first? Aries happens to be your sixth sign. So, download is that, even though you're a Scorpio, the other 11 signs are a stand-in for different parts of your life. You have a relationship sign, you have a career sign. Aries for you is your sixth sign. That's work, projects, duties and responsibilities, typically the day-to-day stuff that we all have to do as humans. We brush our teeth, we go to work, we pay our bills. The real practical stuff that keeps us grounded. Aries is also typically, especially as a Scorpio, it can be a little bit of a workaholic. So on some level, you are working hard over the next 6 months. For some Scorpios, it's a need to really put into place some sort of new system that runs your life. Maybe the old system is not working. So how is this eclipse roping you in? Well, the energy of the eclipse, Mars is the planet that governs the eclipse. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is ruled by Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars. So are you. So the energy of the eclipse points over in a way to you, and Mars is conjunct Saturn this week. So this could be on some, we'll see, like a big week for you. maybe it's not this week, maybe it's next week, but there's something about Mars and Saturn coming together that wants to crystallize something, wants to make something real. It wants to bring something into manifestation. This is picking up on a story that has been with you since last year. Scorpio, you are in a three-year chapter until February 2026, where you need to take yourself and take your talents seriously. Maybe what needs to take shape and take form right now is a project that is very much a creative extension of you. Creativity comes in a lot of different forms. It's not just art. Creativity is when we take the spark of us, meaning the best parts of us, the things that light us up, give us joy, and give us passion, and we put it into something. We put it into a book, we put it into a project, we put it into the meal that we're cooking, or we put it into a spreadsheet. Whatever it is that really reflects who we are, because at the end of the day, there is only one you, Scorpio. Yes, you'll outlive us all, but there's still only one you. So it needs to be expressed. It needs to, really to refine the spark of life. This may mean different things for different Scorpios, is to see where do you see this thread about identity and self and passion and joy and creativity mixed in with a lot of the demands of these eclipses and sort of the day-to-day real world demands. Like, who are you, Scorpio? But that said, with Mars conjunct Saturn this week, there is a higher bar set for you. It's wherever you see that coming, whether a boss asks you to take on more work and responsibility, whether you want to ask for more responsibility or ask for a raise or get that title, or where you need to sort of stand up for yourself and really, say, no, this is what I need, this is what I do, however it shows up into your life, it may be a bit of a heavy duty week for you, Scorpio. Sagittarius. So Jupiter is your planet. I say this every week. It is still in Taurus. It'll be in Taurus until I think it's like the 25th of May. So that's what, like 5-6 weeks from now. And one of the things about these eclipses is that in a way, Jupiter is in the same sign right now as Uranus. Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018, 2019. So Jupiter's been creeping up to, just sort of waltzing up to Uranus over the past year. Uranus is the planet of reinventions, awakenings. It's a very unsentimental planet in the sense that it wants to break you free, it wants to get you out of a rut. I'm sort of saying this in advance of April 20th, because April 20th is when when Jupiter and Uranus come together. You may feel, and it just so happens with the energy of the eclipse, a lot of things are moving for you. There is this restless energy that is sort of building up over the next week and a half or so. Something wants to transform. Something wants to break free. This is, of course, going to mean different things to different Sagittariuses. That said, the eclipse in Aries. Aries is something called your fifth sign. Quick explanation, you are a Sagittarius, but there are 11 other signs, and those signs stand in for different parts of your life. There's a whole system to it. Aries is something called your fifth sign, and the fifth sign is a sign of self. It's self-expression, creativity, joy. It's the fire. It's the passion of life. You are a fire sign, Sagittarius, so this really is bringing a lot of fire and renewal to your life. So if that is the case for you, Sagittarius, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to take all this energy? What are you going to put it towards? What are you going to put it in? Whether you use this energy that I was talking about with Taurus to make something real, make something concrete in your life, to start something new, to break free. Maybe it's like to really get into like the feeling of who are you, Sagittarius? Only one you in this world. For some Sagittariuses, this is a time of creativity and even to focus on children. And for some Sagittariuses, obviously this is not relevant to everybody. Maybe it's about pregnancy. Maybe it's about children coming in to your life. But that said, a lot of this energy, speaking of children, a lot of this energy points over to the fourth. For your fourth sign, Pisces, which is your sign of home and family. It is a big time for Sagittarius. And I know I've been saying this for the past, you know, probably a couple of months at this point, but there's a time to really settle down, air quotes, settle down, to find your roots, to plant yourself in something, to really find that anchor point in your life. Whether you want to start a family, whether you want to focus on family as a concept, whether you want to focus on your making a family, not as children, but making this a sense of family in your life. Maybe it's about a move. I don't know. But you've just got a lot of really interesting energy going in, even into May, where maybe your life wants to change. I know it's a big statement. Maybe there's a move. Maybe it's not a physical move. Maybe it's an emotional move. Maybe it's a spiritual move. And maybe you just sort of need that spark with this eclipse to really refine your confidence, because certainly it's been a lot the past couple of years. So refine your confidence to go after what you want. Capricorn. So Saturn is your planet, and you know, I say this every week. Saturn has been in Pisces since March of 2023. It'll be there until February of 2026. It continues to be a time for you to focus on your voice. I realize the major hand in your personal astrology, Saturn, is a slow mover. It's not Mercury. It's not Mercury zipping through a sign in 2 weeks, or you know, sometimes it's 5 weeks because of the retrograde. But that said, it's about really putting the work in right now, Capricorn, to either develop your voice, whether that literally means physically developing your voice, speaking up more, whether that's a metaphoric statement. You need to find what is within you to make sure that the words that are coming out of your mouth are your words. Or it could be a time when you need to really examine, like, what are the words you're using? How are you speaking? How are you communicating? What are you choosing? It's also a time to really look at your choices. For some people, it is about education. You are taking classes. You are really exercising the mind, so to speak. But this is a time on some level that's about curiosity, typically very focused curiosity, not like all over the place curiosity. And then there's the fact that Pisces is a very intuitive and spiritual sign, very different than, let's say, 2018 all the way to 2023, when Saturn, your planet, was in these very sort of concrete Saturn-ruled signs. Feel into the intuitive, feel into the spiritual. It is a much bigger umbrella in your life right now. That said, this is a big eclipse for you. You're not an Aries, I know you know that, but Aries happens to be a major sign in your personal astrology. Here's the concept. You're a Capricorn, but there are 11 other signs, and each of those signs of the zodiac stands in for a key area of your life. Aries happens to be your sign of home and family. It's the roots, it's the foundation. So over the next 6 months, it's possible that this is already happening because eclipses can come in before the eclipse. I know it's weird. But whether you are planning a move, whether you are starting a family, whether you are getting married, whether you are not getting married, you know, I'm saying these sort of traditional things because sometimes eclipses can really mark these major milestones of our life that are often traditional in nature. They don't have to be. But this is a time on some level where the household, your living situation, your family, whether it's your immediate family or your parents, maybe your parents are older and need more attention, but this part of your life is going to be the major focus over the next 6 months. I've just typically seen at this point in my astrology career is that typically it does follow the big things. Like I said, it could be a move, it could be a change in the household, it could be starting a family, it could be, you know, a partner moving in, it could be even somebody moving out. It's for you to see how this is relevant in your life. That said, this energy of the eclipse points over to Pisces. It points over in a way to you. Mars is side by side with you right now. So you might, it really depends. Family is a big spectrum under the word of family. whether you need to look at something with a sibling or you need to make some choices about your family, maybe choices about your living situation. Maybe you need to talk to your family. Maybe you need to speak up. Maybe you need to share something. It's for you to start to see how this is relevant in your life. But it's possible that this is either a big week for you or a week that really plants the seeds for something that you don't fully see until May, when Mars is in Aries, giving life to all this eclipse energy. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet. It'll be in Pisces, where it's been since March of 2023 until February of 2026. So here we are, we're in this big 3-year umbrella of your life where the major hand on your personal astrology is pointing towards money, income, material stability, material security. Of course, this means different things to different Aquariuses, but we are humans in a body. We have, you know, sort of really basic needs. We need a roof over our head. We need money in the bank. We need food in the kitchen. It doesn't get more basic than that. So there's something about this time when you're looking at your material life, whether you have the income and the wherewithal to be able to buy property or to purchase a home, or maybe just to gather and to accumulate the stuff that you need. It doesn't have to be money, but it's to look at least philosophically, like, what is your relationship with the material world? Saturn is in Pisces, and Pisces typically, like, its relationship with the material world is through a more of a philosophical and spiritual lens. Not for every Aquarian, but it's to make sure that however you are spending your money, however you're earning your money, whatever you are accumulating in your life, it aligns with what you want, what your values. And this even includes self-worth and value. That said, this eclipse, it's in your third sign. Here's the basic concept. You're an Aquarius, but there are 11 other signs in the zodiac, and each of those zodiac signs stands in for a different part of your life. So while the big focus is about money and income, the eclipse speaks to something called your third. Aries is your third sign. So it's also about voice and communication. How are you using your voice? How are you thinking? Are people hearing you? Are you speaking up? Maybe this eclipse is very rudimentary. You're really focusing on education and classes over the next 6 months. Maybe you're a writer, you are starting a manuscript, maybe you are a public speaker, you are speaking more, but there's a big focus on curiosity and really needing to learn something over the next 6 months. With the energy of the eclipse pointing over to the second, maybe it's investing in your education, spending money on books, maybe you are spending money on travel. But with the Pisces element in all of this, you need to make sure that what you are spending money on, what you're investing in, is in alignment with your values, not necessarily somebody else's expectations. It may be a big week for you. Mars and Saturn's you, symbolically speaking, are together in the sky. You may need to make some commitments to say yes to something, say no to something, and maybe to take a step up in your life right now. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, this eclipse is not in your sign, but in a way it ropes you in. How? Well, first let's start with the eclipse. It's in Aries. Aries is something called your second sign. Basic concept is this. You are Pisces, but there are 11 other signs in the zodiac, and each of those zodiac signs stands in for a different part of your life. So if Pisces is the starting point of your personal astrology, then Aries, the second sign, talks about your material life. That's money, that's income, that's material stability and material security. Of course, money means different things to different people or resources, but this is a space that's very, you know, rudimentary. Like we're physical beings. We need shelter. We need resources. We need food. We need to feel safe. We need to feel secure. We need to really know our true value and our true worth. So this eclipse for some Pisces, maybe you are purchasing property. Maybe you're spending. Maybe you're really focusing on the money that you have in the bank, or maybe you are really focusing on how you earn it and trying to earn more. That said, this is why the eclipse ropes you in, because Mars and Saturn, Mars is what's called the ruler of the eclipse. Mars is in Pisces. Hey, that's you. So this energy of the eclipse points over to you. So there's something about over the next 6 months, you need to take the lead on something. You need to stand on your 2 feet. If we're talking about money in the material plane, maybe there's a big push for you to take the lead. Maybe earn, really get, you know, hustle and really make sure that you are the one that's really accounting for your life right now and really earning the money and making sure that you are making sure that you have what you need. It's a very, you know, self-focused next 6 months. It's not about other people. It doesn't mean that you can't rely on other people right now, but especially if there's been a narrative where you've been relying more about on other people, there's something about this eclipse that's really pushing you to stand on your own. Of course, this might be relevant to you, that might not be. That said, we cannot forget that Saturn is in the mix with this, and Saturn has been in Pisces since March 2023. It'll be there until February 2026. I realize that's a long time, that's 3 years, but this is your time, Pisces, to have Saturn as a visitor. Life is asking more of you. It will continue to ask more of you. Of course, this means different things to different Pisces. You may need to be more mature right now to really demonstrate that you can handle duty and responsibility, that you have a strong sense of individualization, for example. And there's something about this week, especially with Mars and Saturn together, that's really pushing you to step into something, step into a new beginning, but one where you need to really have your hand on it, so to speak. All of this is in advance, and we'll talk next week, of Jupiter conjunct Uranus. Jupiter is your planet. So there's something about April as a month and as a whole that's trying to awaken you, trying to get you to reinvent, trying to get you out of a rut, and maybe even trying to shake you up. So there's your look at the astrology of this week, April 8th through 14th, 2024. So, like I said, big things happening in the astrology this week. We just had an eclipse. I know the energy is weird, but I'm an energy sensitive. Maybe you are too, but just, you know, maybe take a rest. I don't know. But anyway, you can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can book a consultation with me. You know, eclipse season is always a good time to check in. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify. You can sign up for my newsletter, and I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.